Friday night davening is a beautiful, beautiful Seder with Nechun and Ranina, those six Mizmorim, Mizmor LeDavid, V'chadoy D'dikas Kala, Mizmor Sholem HaShabbos, Hashem Malach Yuslavish, and then Shabbos Tekamayev. So the Seder of Kabbalah Shabbos comes from the Arizal and from the Ramak, combination of the two. The Ari really begins with Mizmor LeDavid, Havu L'Hashem V'dei Ilim, and the Ramak is before that. But of course, Kabbalah Shabbos, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, is about going out to the Sada to be Mekabel Shabbos. Although we don't go out to the Sada Mamish, but there's the Inyan of going out to the Sada to be Mekabel Shabbos. And of course, the entire Seder is one which was done al Pisaid. And if not for the fact that there was an Oymek Pnimi to what's going on, so we could say, you know, instead of starting the Chunarana, maybe we should start with Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayas Adavid. Or with the beginning of the Tehillim. So we have to try to understand B'Shiata D'Shemaya, why we sing the Mizmor in which we do, the order in which we do so. And on top of that, the Chadoidi is always so melodious and so beautiful and so full of hergish, that we say the Chadoidi likras kalof and Shabbos the Kabbalah. Somebody is speaking to someone else and saying, let's go out and to be Makabal the Shabbos. What's the nature of this conversation when it comes to Kabbalah Shabbos? Why is it in that type of an oifen? So to try to understand this beautiful sugya, let's delve somewhat into the parsha of Cain and Hevel. The fact that Cain kills Hevel, and what's that all about? The fact that Torah tells us Vayehi b'yois and basada, that they were in the field, and Vayakum Cain, and Cain kills Hevel. And then the Medrash tells us, Vayasam Hashem l'Kain ois, many, many interpretations in Chazal and Sfarim, what exactly was this ois that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Kain. But for our intents and our purposes, Targum Yonasan says he gave him a letter from his name, Vayasam Havaya l'Kain ois. And the Zohar says, Medrash, that Kain was given from the Ribbono Shel Olam the ois of Shabbos. So it's going to play into our sugi as well. After Hevel is killed, Adam has a third son, Shais, and he names him Shais. Let's try to understand why Dafka the name Shais. And once we're speaking about Kabbalah Shabbos, in the end of Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, so the Ari tells us that there's a tikkun of Kain which takes place, of Kairach which takes place. Tzadik katam yifrach. Sofi Tevas Karach, we've spoken about that many times in the past. Why Dafka does Karach have a tikkun Friday night, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos? So to help us understand this Inyan of Shabbos, so Shabbos and the Inyan of Shmir Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, are one of the very first sugyas in Torah. Yom HaShvi, L'Sheishis, and Mevereishis, Shabbos. And so that serves as a hakdama really to what's going on. Because we know Adam HaRishon was created on Friday, Rosh Hashanah, and had that plays into Kain and Hevel as well. We know the Chit of Adam took place on Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaShishi. The Zohar Chadash, according to Yaakov Ruveni, says that the Chit of Kain and the Ritzich of Kain to Hevel also took place on Rosh Hashanah. So how does that play into this as well? So because the Chit of Adam HaRishon took place on Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Shabbos, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, at the 10th hour of the day, Ba'asiri Sarach, the 10th hour of the day is when Adam HaRishon was Chote. So, that's an important piece of information. Because it was Friday, it was Erev Shabbos, and the Sfarim all say that had Adam HaRishon been Mekabel Shabbos, or had at least waited till Shabbos, then he would have been able to have eaten from the Eitz Hadas. He would have made Kiddush on the Eitz Hadas. Geffen Haya, Chita Haya, which is why we have Geffen and Chita on Friday night. Shabbos represents the tikkun of the Chit of the Eitz Hadas. All Inyan of Das, the Torah says, L'man Yedu Dar Yaseichem by Shabbos. Basiri Sarach, and we know that we could be Mekabel Shabbos from Plaga Minchan on. And really what Adam HaRishon lacked was the Tosefes Shabbos, that he was not Mekabel Shabbos already from Plaga Minchan, 9 3/4 hours of the day, in which case, had it been in the world of Shabbos, it wouldn't have been Asiri Sarach. So although you could say that the Chit is because he ate from the Eitz Hadas, or because he took Chava, the Ari says, and he was with her that night before it was nighttime, before it was Shabbos, The shorish of the pagam was that it wasn't Shabbos yet, and it was biyadai to be mekadesh Shabbos, and that didn't take place. That's basiri sarach. So memela Adam Rishon was choyte because there was a lack of Shabbos, and also the chait of Kain and Hevel also has a shaychus of Shabbos, and therefore this man, a Friday night, is going to be a zman where we're mesaking the chait of Adam, Kain, and Hevel. That begins with the chunam adonah, because we know that Adam was created; he was completely finished created in the ninth hour of the day. And the Zohar Kadosh tells us, "Echelik beis kavzayin mebeis." B'shaitet Adam kaima raglay, when Adam stood on his 2 feet, chomoli berin nichludu v'dachlim kavei. All creation looked at Adam and they were afraid of him. V'ha'ven matam basrei ka'avdin kamimalka, and they followed him like an eved follows a master. V'ha'amr loin, and he said to them, "Don't mistake me for an avodah zara. Ana ve'atun, you and I, boyu nishtachave v'nichra nivichal lifnei Hashem asim. Let's go together and subjugate doubt in front of the Rasha, who created us." With this, we understand why we begin with the Chun Ran and Lashon L'Rishayinu. Because this is the very first pasuk that Adam Rishon said at this time of day, after his created, the ninth hour of the day, tenth hour of the day. Adam Rishon said to the other creations of the world, "Don't look at me, look at the Rabbanu Shalom, Nechun Ran and Lashem, Nariya L'Tzur Yishayinu." And the Shliach Tzibur, when he calls out to the Olam and he begins, Lechun Ran and Lashem, he's telling them, like Adam Rishon, let's go and be Meshabech and Maidu to the Rabbanu Shalom who created us. And then we come after the other five mizmarim, which is Svarim said Karnegi, the 6 days of creation. Working backwards, if the Chun Ran is really the sixth, but it could be either way. Mizmar LaDavid Havu LaShem V'Neilam. What's going on in Mizmar LaDavid Havu LaShem V'Neilam? What's this Zion Koilus, which the Ari is very busy with? Kol Hashem Alamayim, Kol Hashem Ahadar. So the Ari begins this mizmar with the following. In the Siddur Rasha, she writes, "At this time, Yichlal Nafshay, he should include himself, with the neshamos of Kain and Hevel, which go up now, ha'olam hata, which are marumas throughout the mizmor. For example, havu laHashem b'nei is Rashi Tevis Hevel. And b'nei elim, says the Ari, is a reference to Kain. And the Ari goes on, and there are 7 havu laHashem b'neis, which are 7, 3 times Hevel, 3 havu laHashem b'neis. And again, hishtachavu laHashem b'hadras, Koidesh, Hishtachu Lashem Ahadras, Rosh Tevis Hevel. Midbar, Yochil Hashem Midbar Kodesh, Koil Hashem Yochil Midbar, Rosh Tevis Gematria, Kayin. And then again, Hashem Lamavul Yoshav, says the Ari, Sofi Tevis Hevel. And then Mechavin Hashem, Yud Lamed Yud, which comes out of Hashem Lamabu Yashav, to be Mala Nitzaitse Hevel Vakayan and Shaha Neshamas Imke Haklibas. So we're very busy with the Tikkun of Kain and Hevel. So now, since the Chid of Kain and Hevel took place on Rosh Hashanah, just like all the Parishans did, we understand why we're so busy with the Inyan Kain and Hevel, the Chid of Kain and the Chid of Hevel. We spoke about the Chid of Hevel also, that he looked at the Shechina. What's the Shaykhis of the Mabu? So we explain at one point that the Torah says, "Kol dumei achicha tzoyek milay min adama," that the voice of Hevel was shouting out to the Rebbe Shalom. And we said that the voice of Hevel was screaming non-stop in the ears of Hashem, which is why the Mabel came along and wiped out the seed of Kain. As the Medrash says in Bereshit Habachav Beis, Reish Lakish Amar, "Tlo'u berifyon uba Mabel v'shatvay, shenema b'machas kolayikom," that Hashem, he had patience for Kain and the seed of Kain, that they would do tshuva. And then, in the same way that Kain wiped out Hevel completely, he didn't have any children, Hashem paid him back. And with the Mabel, he wiped out all of the descendants of Kain. The only one left was Noach. Noach comes from Shais. And that was Hashem's retribution. But why? Because of the cold, because the voice of Hevel didn't give Hashem any rest. And so therefore Chazal say that the water didn't just wipe out all of civilization. It went deep within the karka, because that's where the blood of Hevel, the screams of Hevel were coming from. And that's what's called Kol Hashem Al Hamoyim, the Kol Hashem which awakened the waters of the Mabel, which we see at the end of the Mizmor, Hashem LaMabel Yashav. When did Hashem sit? When was it complete with the Mabel? Sofei Teves Hevel. That was Hevel's doing, coming in the Mabel as an Akamah for Kain, what he did there. But we're very busy with other Marishon, we're busy with Kain and Hevel at this point, because of those Chataim, Rosh Hashanah Bechinas Yom HaShishi. And then we go into Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. So what does that have to do with this? Because the Zohar says, and so says the Medrash, Pagabay Adam Rishon Mekayin, Hashem met Kayin, Amalai, and he said to him, Manasseh Bedincha, I heard you were in trouble just like me. What happened with you? So Amalai, so Kayin said, Asisi tshuva disbashati, I did tshuva. And I was able to come to some type of an agreement. Hischal Adam Rishon Tapech Apanim, he started to slap himself, Adam Rishon, and he says, Kachi Kaycha Shal tshuva Vanila Yadati, I didn't know the power of tshuva, Miyad, Amar Adam Rishon, Mizmashur Lema Shabbos. So Adam said, Mizmashur Lema Shabbos. So we see that even Mizmashur Lema Shabbos, which we say at this point, comes out of a conversation which takes place between Cain and Adam. Cain did tshuva, and Adam Rishon responds. So how did Cain do tshuva? How did he know to do tshuva? Vayasem Hashem l'Kain ois, says the Medrash we quoted before, that Hashem gave Cain the ois of tshuva. And tshuva, of course, is the secret of Shabbos. And that's exactly what Cain tells Adam. And Adam himself is Mizmashur Lema Shabbos. So with all these bits and pieces of information, we can go back and understand the questions which we asked. We can understand the Shavuot of the Chet HaBedim was a lack of Tosefes Shabbos. And we do that Tosefes Shabbos. And that begins with the Chun Aranina. And we said, what's Cain and Hevel doing in the field? Vayhi b'yoysem basadeh? And we explained that the whole Seder Kabbalah Shabbos means to going out to the field. That's what takes place in Friday afternoon. Kabbalah Shabbos is basada. Vayhi b'yoysem basada. That's when it took place. On that Friday, on that Pechina Rosh Hashanah, vayhi b'yoysem basada. That's the Sada. That's the Chakot HaPulchanov. Going out to greet the Shabbos. This is the Ois that Hashem Yisbarach gave to Cain. The Ois of Shabbos. And that's exactly what Cain told on the Marishan. More importantly, we can understand why did Adam called his son Shais. Because really it could be that Adam wanted to call his son Shabbos. Because it was through Shabbos that Adam had a Yeshua. And he saw that everything would be fine. But because Hashem gave an ois, the ois of Shabbos to Cain, what that could mean is not that he gave him, of course he gave him the ois of Shabbos, but it could be that he gave him a letter from Shabbos. Which letter? The letter Beis of Shabbos. That's the Beis of Bereishis, Yorei Shabbos. But more importantly, that's what's called Pnei Shabbos, the Pnimius of Shabbos. The Pnimius of Shabbos, the Beis of Shabbos, what he gave to Cain. And Memela, what's left is Shais. Memela, Adam named his son Shais, because since the Beis was given to Cain, he called his son Shais. We can explain also why the Tikkun of Kairach is taking place now. Because Cain, he was the one who told Adam about Shabbos and the secret of Tshuva. And he was Ma'ayr, Adam to do this Tshuva. And that was a very big tzchus for Cain. And we know that Moshe has a shayiches to Hevel. Moshe Rashi Tevas, Moshe, Shais, Hevel. And we know Cain has neshamas shayich to him, which Amarim is in Yukam Cain, Shivasayim, Yukam Cain. There he says, Yukam is Rashi Tevas, Yisroi, Kairach, Mitzri. We're not getting into Yisroi and the Mitzri right now, but Kairach is a shayiches to Cain. And the whole feud between Moshe and Kairach, this whole machlekes, goes back in Shavish Neshamah, Seyed Mekubalim, to Cain and to Hevel. Cain kills Hevel, and the Torah says that it opened up, and the earth swallowed up the blood and the body of Hevel, and that's exactly what happened with Moshe, Dahainu Hevel, and Cain, right, Dahainu Kairach, that it wasn't just that Moshe kills Kairach, the ground opens up and swallows up Kairach, and that's exactly the Nekama, which goes back to the days of Cain and Hevel. But because Cain has a schus and what he does for Adam, Mimela, that's a schus not just for him, but for his daughters too. Tzadik atame yifrach, Karach is going to have a tikkun. Because this mizmor, Mizmor Shulam HaShabbos, which Adam sang, was inspired by Cain. And with this we can explain why it is after Mizmor Shulam HaShabbos we say Hashem Malach Yusavish, because that's the mizmor of Yom HaShishi. But the whole tikkun is that through Tosef HaShabbos that Yom HaShishi is nichlal in Shabbos Kodesh. That Yom HaShishi becomes part of Shabbos Kodesh, which is why we start Kiddush on Friday night, Yom HaShishi, Vayuchul HaShemayim Vayetz V'chol Tzva. But the Tchet HaBad Mishan goes back to, fundamentally, there was no Tosefes Shabbos. And so, Mamela, we say Hashem Malach Yuzlavesh as a Mizmashir for Yom HaShishi, but it's not enough that we said it then. That's disconnected from Shabbos. We have to say Mizmashir Lema Shabbos now, and then once again, Hashem Malach Yuzlavesh to be Nichlal, Yom HaShishi into Shabbos, and that's a Tikkun at the Shoyrish for what the Tchet is all about. So with this we can explain and understand why it is we say L'chadoy D'likos Kalav in Shabbos Kabbalah. Who are we talking to? Really, this is the conversation between Cain and Adam. Because L'chun R'an L'ashem L'yitzinu is Adam calling out to the Bria, then there's the Chet of Adam. And then there's the Chataim of Kain and Hevel, which is by Mizmel of Davan Shemalim. It's all about Kain and Hevel. But then there's the Tikkun of the Chet of Kain and Hevel with other Mishnah. And Kain says, tell them Harishon, the Chadur Lichas Kala, it's something called Shabbos. Come together, Pnei Shabbos the Kabbalah. And then Mizmel Shalem Shabbos, that's the follow continuation of that. Adam says, Givaldik, Mizmel Shalem Shabbos, that's the Tikkun of Kairach, and also Hashem Malach Yuslavish. So with their Chemez, we said before that Kain was praying in his shame. He was pegging in the shame. By Yasim Hashem the Kain Ois. So it could be that Kain was pegging in the Ois Yud of his name. Kain was pegging in the Ois Yud because that's the only letter from the Shem Avaya. So that's why we say the Chadoy did the Kraskal of Pnei Shabbos in Nekabbalah. Nekabbalah is the order, obviously it was Kain Hevel without the Yud. Because he was pegging in his own Yud. Hashem, by Yasim Hashem Kain Ois, he gave him a letter from his name. Happens to be given letter Hey. That's not for now. Why daf for a letter Hey? But he was pugging him Lani Asaiti in his Yud, and he got back a letter from the Shem Avaya, which is the letter Hey. That's what's called Nekabbalah. But this is a conversation which takes place between Adam and Kaya. So with the Achram is, we said, Vayhi b'yosem basada. Vayhi b'yosem, that's when this took place, and that's the Inyan of Shabbos Kodesh. So, Vayhi Sada b'miluo is Gematria Kain and Hevel b'miluo, because that play is called Sada. Vayhi b'yosem basada, that's the Sada of Shabbos where Kain and Hevel had this encounter. Rosh Hashanah Chatu Yom Hashishi, that's the Sada which we go out to every Shabbos in Misakin Onion of Kain and Hevel. We said this is a conversation between Adam and Kain. Chadoy didikas Kala b'Shabbos Kabbalah. That's what Kain is saying to Adam Harishon. So if you take Kain with an endinun, which is a nun of 700 plus Kof Yud 810. That's Gematria Doidi Likraskala. Because that's who's talking. L'chadoidi Likraskala. Come with me to greet the Shabbos. That's Kain to Adam. And the Memeila Mizma Shalom Shabbos. This is the Shir of Adam Harishon. I didn't know about Shabbos. I didn't know about Tshuva. Ah, Mizma Shalom Shabbos. This is that. So we can understand, going back to Adam, and to Kain and to Hevel. And in further in history, the Seder of Shabbos, which it does, going back to the original Chet and to Tosefta Shabbos from Masakin. And the tikkunim of the chatayim of Adam and Kain and Hevel that we should be zeichet to the Yom Shkulu Shabbos and Menuchah L'chayim.